Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Tuesday, June 7th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV, a place where there's no mainstream alternative news. Now, I want to ask everybody out there a question. Do you think the mainstream media became a cesspool overnight? I mean, do you think someone just snapped their fingers and it happened? Of course not. It took years and years and decades for it to plunge into the depths that it is now. And we have to ask ourselves, how many good people turned their heads and allowed the mainstream media to become what it is today?
Right.
I'd imagine quite a number of people.
Right. And for all of the people that we point out as hypocrites or sellouts or fearmongers or shills, there are hundreds, thousands maybe, of other people who are doing the right things, who are doing good things in this movement, and in all of these movements. And you need to remember that.
Yeah, but the one thing that we've been noticing is that the alternative media is becoming rapidly just like the mainstream media.
Exactly.
And we have to ask ourselves, do we want this to happen? Do we want to be like those good people in the mainstream media that turn their heads, that refuse to speak up, that just bit their tongue and didn't say anything? Well, you know what, folks? We don't want that to happen.
Right.
We're not going to let it happen.
What we've been trying to do is point out that something important is very broken, and we're trying to correct this. We're trying to show you how it's broken, where it's broken, and what we need to do to fix it. We can't ignore it and overlook it because we won't fix it that way.
Somebody needs to clean up this mess before it's too late, because once you reach a certain breaking point, it's all over.
Right.
Some people say that point's been reached already with the U.S. economy, with our own government. Do we want to wait until it's too late? And then somebody says, well, why didn't somebody do something back then? Well, folks, right now, we're the ones doing something.
And you know what? We don't think there are enough people in these circles doing this. And you need to.
There's people out there that say, well, I won't say anything about the wrongdoing because I'm afraid of public ridicule.
Right.
Or I'm afraid that certain sites like Jeff Rentz won't run my articles if I speak out. What kind of attitude is that?
Or I'm afraid of negative feedback.
Yeah, they're afraid to get nasty emails, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was speaking with an individual last night. All of you know him. I won't go into any names. But he was giving me all these reasons why we shouldn't be doing what we're doing.
Right.
And I finally...
And it all revolved around negative feedback.
Yeah. And I ended up after the conversation telling Lisa, it's like, truth... Uh-huh. And the telling of truth isn't a popularity contest.
Right, and truth is stronger than a lie.
Yeah, and so we're not coming out here and doing what we're doing just so we can be popular with everyone. If we wanted that, it would be real easy. We could say, the New World Order is bad, and blah, 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 and be like, oh, Victor and Lisa are great. They're really appealing. They're really singing to the choir.
Which reminds me, I got another one of those emails about you losing your hat, so... I guess now I get to wear my hat again, too.
People seem obsessed with this.
Our hat has nothing to do with our credibility.
Yeah. Listen to what's coming out of our mouths. Now, there's also another question that, or actually this was a statement made in regard to Richard Nixon and Deep Throat and Watergate and so forth. And the quote was, power protects itself and punishes challengers. Well, as you can see right now at GCN, they want to protect their little network company man
right.
power base. So what they're doing is they're circling their wagons
mm-hmm.
around Ted Anderson and Alex Jones because they want to protect their power. And then what they want to do is punish the challengers.
Right.
Well, the challengers are Lisa, myself, and all the people that are calling into the shows that are emailing them and saying, hey, we want some straight answers out here. We want some truth.
And let's get this straight right now. For those of you out there who think that we should be trying to be like the mainstream and look a certain way or dress a certain way or talk a certain way, we're not in that network. We don't try to emulate those people. We don't even try to emulate the people in the mainstream
right.
alternative networks like GCN.
Yeah.
We are pretty much the outlaw network.
Right. We're the ones. You know why all of them get increasingly mad at us? Because we can't be controlled.
Right.
See, they're so accustomed to either... firing someone from their station or saying that they're deleted from their forum or that they're not going to publish their articles, that here these two people come along that can't be controlled
and the
whatsoever.
Only ones who oppose what we're doing are the ones who are doing the wrong thing.
That's right. It's the people out there watching this show, the people that don't want to get fooled anymore, that are the supporters. It's
right.
The people.
And we have a ton of emails telling us stuff like that.
It's the people in the mainstream alternative media that are the ones that are putting up the most opposition, and you have to ask yourself why. What are they doing to protect themselves? And somebody told us yesterday that Alex Jones started off his show by thanking Ted Anderson, the president of the GCN, for allowing him to be on a network where there's no censorship. Now think about this, folks. These guys are the epitome of censorship. Lisa talked to Ted Anderson and asked him if he was concerned about Alex's censorship practices, and Anderson said, well, if it's not a problem with Alex...
It's not a serious issue with Alex, it's not a serious issue with me.
Right here. So what Alex is doing, he comes out there, and he says, well, I want to thank everyone and thank this network for not censoring me. What he's doing, folks, and excuse my language, he's rubbing your noses in shit. He has such little respect and regard for you...
It's transparent as glass, Alex. Get
over
it.
That he's rubbing your noses in it, and... The people out there watching this don't want to be fooled. You've been fooled all your lives, just like we have. And finally, you're looking for someone that's telling you the truth. And now you're discovering GCN and Jones and Rents and all these phony balonies are just like the mainstream media. And thank God you people are getting fed up with it.
And they're justifying it. They're justifying their affiliation with ABC and Clear Channel.
Right, right. So,
or attempting to.
You know, so right now, as it stands... It's the people, it's you watching this show, that
right.
we trust the most. It's the people in the mainstream alternative media that we don't have a lot of respect for. So, which leads us now.
Yeah, somewhere where we didn't want to go.
Yeah. Now, a lot of people have asked us over the last few weeks and over the last month, there's just been this whole GCN debacle. Alex Jones and Jeff Rentz and Ted Anderson. And a lot of people are saying, why haven't you brought Jack Blood into this? And if you've noticed, we have never once mentioned his name. Not once. Not in our articles, not on our show.
Very consciously, very deliberately,
right.
we kept Jack Blood out of it.
And there's a reason. Now, we're going to get into the story. But first of all, if you look on the Wing TV homepage, you'll see an article called Jack Blood Sells Out. And this all arose from a John Stapmiller show that was broadcast February 21st of this year. And the links to this show are on there. And there'd been a lot of, we've been having a lot of misgivings about Blood over the months before that. But that day there sealed everything in our minds. And this article starts off with this quote that John Stapmiller said, that Jack Blood said to his wife, Sandra. It was, I would sell out if the price is right. Now, is there any more of a mortal sin in alternative media than something like that? Selling out to the dark forces, to the New World Order?
So ask yourself, why would Jack Blood say such a thing to his boss's wife?
Yeah. Now,
to anyone.
We gave Jack a fair shake in this article. We said, we want you to answer this question. If you said this, why? Explain exactly what you meant. Or, if you didn't say this, then somebody's lying. Either you're lying, or John and Sandra Stapmiller are lying.
Now,
it
to be fair,
it has to be one or the other.
To be fair, we called John Stapmiller last night, and Victor spoke with him.
Yep.
And asked him if he stands by that statement that Jack Blood made that
and he said,
reported
absolutely.
On his broadcast. He said it's solid.
Yep.
And he stands behind it.
There. So, now we're going to have this quote at the end of the show where Lisa usually plays the music. It's also going to be on the Wing TV homepage, and we're also posting the entire show where John Stapmiller covered a variety of issues regarding Jack Blood. So let's get into how we started becoming, what do you say, dismayed with Jack Blood. This all started last summer, and Blood emailed us, and he said he's going to be appearing at the Democratic National Convention up in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
He said, would you like some feeds, some live feeds from the conference? We're like, yeah, sure, no problem. And he'd interviewed us before. We've had him on our show before that. So we're like, yeah, no problem. So the first day, he calls into the show, okay? And he's hanging out. He's at the Fox News booth.
Right.
Now, that right there threw up a red flag, and we're like, what's he doing hanging out with the Fox News guys?
Well, it turns out he got in there with Fox press passes.
Yeah. And during the course of this whole feed from the convention, from the DNC, he goes on and on about how much he enjoys working with the Fox News crowd.
Right.
How great they are, what a help they've been, what a benefit they've been.
In fact, he was so gushingly praising them during that first live feed that he did. We were just looking at each other.
Yeah.
In fact, we replayed our own show with that live feed in it for ourselves the other day, and we were just looking at each other. We couldn't believe he was just gushing over them.
Now, we were so... And you have to remember now, Fox News is the enemy.
Yeah.
See, CBS is the enemy. ABC is the enemy. NBC is the enemy. Clear Channel is the enemy. We can't forget that fact. Anyway, after the show, we were so disturbed by Jack fawning over the Fox News crowd that we actually discussed whether we should bring him on for the next 2 days. He was scheduled for 3 days. We figured we didn't want to embarrass the guy, so we figured, but it was almost looking as if...
very disconcerting.
Yeah, it was almost looking as if we were condoning Fox News just by listening to Blood fawn over them. Mm-hmm. So anyway, the next day he came on, and he kind of could tell that we were disturbed by it. So he said, sometimes people get wrapped up in this groupthink, this mind thing.
Yeah, he made an excuse for his behavior of the day before,
right,
the way he was talking the day before, and he was... not like that, the second feed.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm sure some people remember this show. It was last summer. So anyway, a few months passed, and it came into the first of the year, and there had been these reports. See, Jack was down in Austin, Texas by then, working for RBN.
Right.
And there were reports filtering out of Austin, and a lot of stuff gets to us, folks. I mean, like, people think they can go and side-skirt around us. It all ends up coming back here. So he's down in Austin, and there's these reports that people that shelled out... Well, go ahead, Lisa. Shelled out money to get him there.
The way Jack Blood got to Texas was some good patriot people in Texas, in Austin, paid $2,000 for him to travel from Providence to Texas.
So this was a loan, right?
They loaned him money. They put down a deposit on his apartment. John Stadtmiller bought him a car. He was supposed to be making payments on that, which he failed to do. And so John ended up doing a very generous thing and forgiving the debt and just giving him the car because he wasn't getting paid back for it. And he has never repaid these people. He's never compensated these people for their loan, to help him and his family out.
And see, and none
this
of that
is pretty disturbing, to these people in Texas who believed him in him enough to bring him there.
Yeah, and that's all their business. So we were just
It was made public in February.
So we were just listening to this stuff, and it became more and more disturbing that this kind of behavior was happening because we have to act better than the mainstream media. We have to set a higher goal. So anyway, Jack was scheduled to appear on Wing TV on February 22nd, okay? Well, he calls us a few days before the show, or maybe I called him, I can't remember, but I was just calling to confirm it. And he says, I have a big announcement to make on your show. And I'm like, all right. I says, what is it? He says, well, I can't tell you. It's a big secret, but I have a big announcement, and I want to use my appearance on Wing TV to do it. I'm like, all right, whatever. So then, I'm hearing all this stuff, and on the side we're hearing rumors that he's having trouble at RBN. So I call him, I think it was the day or 2 days before the show. And I don't like surprises being thrust upon
us. Well, I wanted to know what this announcement was.
Yeah. I mean, he was going to be on our show. So I say, hey, Jack, what's the big announcement? And he says, well, I'm leaving RBN. I'm going to go to GCN. And he says, a lot of people are going to hate me for doing this.
And the whole thing was, he was going to blindside his boss, John Stadtmiller, because he hadn't told John Stadtmiller he was going to be leaving RBN. He hadn't given any notice. So he was basically going to use us and our show to resign from RBN and ditch RBN without their knowledge. And and I thought that was a really uncool purpose to use our show for.
Yeah. See, at this point, even 2 days before he was to appear on our show, Stadtmiller didn't even know yet that Blood was leaving, and he was going to use us.
Right, so then it would look like we were behind it, too.
Yeah.
And we have no beef with John Stadtmiller or RBN.
Yeah.
And so Victor and I, we actually argued about this because we like Jack Blood. And we didn't want to do anything that would make, you know, cause a rift between us.
Plus, Jack has his own show.
Right. Why couldn't he just use his own show to make that announcement?
This deal had been in the works for quite a while.
Right. He'd been making deals under the table with Ted Anderson over at GCN behind Statmiller's back.
The snake. Now, when Blood told me it was real hush-hush, but then we find out that there were quite a number of people that already knew about it.
Jack Blood himself had told plenty of people. Phil Jahan from Let'sRoll911.org knew about it. He told me on the phone
weeks in advance. Yeah.
And another radio show host did also.
Yeah. So then it comes to February 21st, which was a Monday, and we were scheduled to do John Statmiller's show.
Right.
Well, all this stuff started hitting the fan, and he calls us and he says, hey, we're going to bump you an hour to 6 o'clock instead of 5 o'clock.
Well, it turns out he did the first hour and a half of his broadcast just about Jack Blood, and we got on the last half hour of the second hour.
Right. So we started listening, and Statmiller was confirming all of these rumors that were going on. And finally, the bombshell drops when he brings his wife on. And then that Statmiller says that at one point in time, Blood said to her, Sandra Statmiller, I would sell out if the price is right. Well, at that point, I said, I was like, selling out is the mortal sin.
Right.
That's inexcusable.
In fact, John Statmiller went so far as to call the behavior of Jack Blood during the time that he's known him as sociopathic. He called him a sociopath.
Yeah, and all this is important because, as you see, our article that on tomorrow, Thursday, and then finally we're going to have the crescendo on Friday, this article, and we've been doing a lot of research, calling people, talking to people, and
just to let you know, we didn't just say, oh, John's right and Jack is wrong. We listened to that show, we've thought about it for months, and we've watched.
Well, here's what happened. After we appeared on Statmiller's show then, Blood was scheduled for the next day. Well, at this point, all hell is breaking loose, okay, as you can imagine.
Right.
And so me and Lisa discuss what's going on. And we finally decided that we don't want to get in the middle of this battle.
Right. We had nothing to do with it.
We didn't want to take anybody's side. So I call up Blood, and I say, hey, Jack, I heard this stuff going on there, and I just don't think it's the right time to have you on our show tomorrow. I said, we're not taking sides. We're not going to be with you. We're not going to be on Statmiller's side. And I says, I guarantee you that I'm not going to bring your name up in any way about any of this stuff.
And the whole point was that we didn't want to be drawn in to something that was going on between Jack Blood and John Statmiller.
Right.
We didn't know those people, and we had nothing to do with what was going on between them.
Yeah. Now, since February 21st, when I made that call to Blood, until today, we haven't mentioned Jack Blood's name once, ever. We honored our word. But the problem arose, and that's why we're coming out today, is because increasingly, Jack Blood has been posting negative information about this on various forums, on various message boards. He's also been bad-mouthing us in emails. Now,
well,
of course,
what he did was he removed our link from his website and put, in place of the Wing TV link, he put, removed due to backstabbing. Jack Blood has been telling people we backstabbed him.
Right.
He told Phil Jahan this, who posted it publicly in forums, and it's just, it's getting ridiculous now.
And
if,
Lisa
if refusing to be drawn into a fight between, right, if we refuse to participate in a backstabbing, does that make us backstabbers?
Yeah, Blood was going to backstab Statmiller on our show. He was going to use us, and we didn't want to be a part of this backstabbing,
right.
So he says, therefore, that we're backstabbers. So anyway, from February 21st until today, we have never uttered Jack Blood's name.
Well, he told somebody in an email, like, just a few days ago, who forwarded it to me, that we'd never defended him when we went on John Statmiller's show on February 21st.
Well, that kind of behavior, I don't want to defend
him. Right, and we went on there to talk about 9/11 on trial.
Yeah, that's what we did. We were scheduled to talk about the book when it came out.
Right.
And he said, well, we didn't defend him. Well, when you hear, and we want everyone to listen to this show, when you hear the kind of behavior, the kind of allegations that are made, I can't defend that behavior. We want people to hold a higher standard.
Right, exactly.
So, so anyway, we reached this point now, and these articles are going to come out, this information, and we're going to let the chips fall where they may.
Right, because Jack Blood has been coming out and defending GCN, saying they're not affiliated with ABC, but then contradicting himself and defending their affiliation with ABC. They certainly are linked to ABC and to Clear Channel. And we have links that show their own webpage, GCN's own webpage, with ABC on one network stream and Clear Channel on another.
Right. And now all of this stuff, though, is going to look like child's play
compared to what else we found out
when Friday's article comes. And folks, when you read that one, you're going to see that this is something that has to be
right out
there.
We didn't want to go there, Jack, if you're listening.
All he had to do was keep his mouth quiet about us, because we never, ever, ever. And I would tell Lisa, I says, under no circumstances can we mention his name, because I gave him my word, and I've never mentioned his, even in pub, we've never said anything critical of Jack.
The whole thing is, we didn't backstab anybody. Right. We don't backstab people. We point out wrongdoing and we tell the truth. And for him to characterize us as backstabbers because we wouldn't go along with wrongdoing and a vindictive act is wrong.
Right. Folks, this what it boils down to is, do you want our media, the alternative media, to wind up exactly
right.
the same as the mainstream?
Jack Blood is an up-and-coming company man for
yeah.
GCN. And as one Texan just told me today in an email, there are enough fakes in Texas.
Yeah, and Jack now is going around saying y'all and stuff like that. And it's ludicrous that this is happening, because instead of Jack Blood criticizing us,
mm-hmm.
what he should have did if he wasn't a company man was he should have been criticizing Alex Jones, who was censoring this information,
right.
censoring articles. And Alex Jones is the one that started this entire thing by his practices. Jack should have did the right thing and criticized the real wrongdoer, Ted Anderson and Alex Jones,
right.
but because
it's being in integrity.
But because they have this network structure
mm-hmm.
now where they circle their wagons and they resemble the mainstream, they come out and criticize us. I'll read that quote again, or I'll repeat that quote again. Power presents itself, power protects itself and challenges and punishes challengers.
Mm-hmm.
It protects itself and punishes the ones that challenge it. So, folks, keep your eyes open. Tomorrow we're going to have Michael Corbin on this show, who's going to talk about some very interesting information about GCN.
And we want you to answer the question, Jack. Did you say that to Sandra Stettmiller? And if not, are they lying?
Right. And if you did, explain mm-hmm. exactly what you meant by the words, "I would sell out if the price is right." Folks, you're the ones out there that keep us going. You're the ones. They're the reason why we do this.
Don't live with any of their illusions.
Right.
Whether they call themselves globalist or patriot.
Yep. We'll see you tomorrow, folks.
Have a good one.
As a friend of mine and a true, real clinical psychologist, he said the guy is not a psychopath. He's a sociopath. You know what the true meaning and definition of a sociopath is, ladies and gentlemen? That everything is okay in their eyes. They can do and say anything that they want to. The only time that there becomes a problem is when they get caught. That's when there's a conflict. But up until that point, there is none. And if you want a true definition of a sociopath, I am describing John Clayton. So he hopes that I say flowery and nice things about Jack Blood. Well, I'm sorry, Jack. I know you're listening to this broadcast today, and quite frankly, my friend, at this point in time, I don't have a whole lot of nice things to say about you, because you've never really shown me anything that was quite nice enough to even repeat and to say, attaboy, Jack. He goes on to say, "I was going on Genesis effective immediately. I meant to give you 2 weeks' notice, but again, someone had intervened, and it seems now that it will be impossible to come back there." Actually, how this was going down on an internet TV service, the announcement was going to be made tomorrow, not on this network. He finishes by saying, "I can't tell you how much I've learned from you, and I can assure you that this is one of the hardest things I've ever had to do." Not if you're a lying sack of sociopathic crap. It's not hard at all.